Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, my husband and I have friends who have been on the mission field for the past 5 years in a foreign country, one that they prefer goes unnamed because of the high-risk nature of being known as a Christian and a missionary in that country. Their job each day is to get to know the people in their community in order to build relationships. And they do this so that by getting to know people and building relationships, that God will open a door to share Jesus with them. They also do this not in English, but by having learned the native language of this country. So imagine being in a foreign country that is not friendly to Christians or people of your profession, where there is a risk of terrorism on a regular basis, and no one there speaks English, and your job is to go make friends. I am in awe of their courage and their faith in God's call upon their lives. Our friends are passionate about what they do, even though it is so difficult and even dangerous at times. You know, they go through all this to make friends, to develop relationships. And yet, how many of us, I'll just include myself, have a difficult time making friends in our neighborhoods or even in our workplaces at times? What if, like our missionary friends, our lives depended upon our ability to get along well with others? Well, actually, our lives and how successful we are do depend on getting along with others. You know, we've recently begun a study of how we think about success in life by understanding how God thinks about success in life. We're following along in Tommy Nelson's book entitled The 12 Essentials of Godly Success, where we learn that essential number two for godly success is relationships, being able to work and play well with others. Jesus established the priority of relating well with others when he taught us the great commandment in Matthew chapter 22. And this is how it goes. Chapter 22, beginning in verse 34. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." You know, God made us for relationship, not just for those who are easy to get along with, but also for those who are not always easy. And sometimes we aren't always the easiest to love and to be around. And I'll just speak for myself. I know I am not always the easiest to love and the easiest to be around. But you know, after the priority of loving God, our very next priority is to love others. It's a commandment, not a suggestion, not a nice thing that you might want to think about doing, but God commands it. You know, as author Tommy Nelson writes, quote, "Saying that you love God while being unkind and unloving to others is totally contradictory. I've seen a bunch of folks who don't find success because they can't get along with people. Every area of your life will eventually be affected by the quality of your relationships," end quote. Wow, every area of your life, he says, will eventually be affected by the quality of your relationships. That's sobering. You know, we can't change that difficult person at work or that difficult person in the neighborhood or that difficult person in our family. But we can change how we think about her, how we speak with her. You know, I have to ask myself in those instances, am I prioritizing being the peacemaker in that relationship? Am I prioritizing being the trustworthy one? Giving, forgiving, caring, and honest. Am I prioritizing the way I'm relating instead of picking at the way the other person is? You know, each of us has the opportunity today, this week, to prioritize growing relationships and reaching out to others. We don't have to learn a new language to do that. And we don't have to face dangers to do that, like my missionary friends. We just need to check our thinking about how God views relationships and how, if we want to be successful, we must prioritize relationships. And we do that by changing our hearts and changing our thinking. And that will bring godly success. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to prioritize and participate in our weekly First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thanks, and God bless.